this is Market Like a Badass. I am so excited for today's podcast episode because I'm doing another guest interview and with a former coworker, an event guru, and a marketing badass. On today's episode, I get to talk to Karen Lewison. Karen is an event manager at Scaled Agile, and they provide the world's leading framework for business agility. Karen coordinates and plans both of the company's flagship customer events, the European and Global Safe Summits. Prior to joining Scaled Agile, Karen led planning and execution of industry events for Colorado-based SaaS companies Conversant and ReturnPath. This is how Karen and I met when we collaborated on the marketing team at ReturnPath. I've been lucky enough to see her growth and learn from Karen, who pushed me to do speaking engagements, blogs, and so much more other professional development. Another fun fact about Karen, her son was a marketing intern here at the Source Marketing Group, my agency located in Denver, Colorado. And when Karen isn't working, she's volunteering her time or watching her sons play baseball. Everybody, welcome Karen.
Wow, that was quite the introduction. I don't know how to follow up after that. I appreciate all those kind words, and I'm really excited to be here. I know that you've always been a big champion of mine, and I've always been a wonderful fan of yours and a big champion, and I'm so excited to be joining you on this endeavor through these podcasts that you're doing, and love the opportunity that I have when our paths get to cross and we work together and collaborate on projects. It's always a good time.
That's right. I love any excuse to collaborate with you, Karen. You're a master in your field. I've learned a lot from you. So I'm really excited to see what you're going to do for our audience today. And we're going to talk about managing events after a global pandemic, which is kind of a big deal, right? We're also going to talk about agile and marketing and other marketing tips and tricks that our audience can implement. But I guess my only question now is, are you ready for this?
I was born ready for this, Kristen. This is an opportunity of a lifetime, so fire away.
That's right, everybody. Opportunity of a lifetime to come on this podcast. So,
I mean, how often do you get to spend an afternoon doing a podcast with a really good friend of yours and somebody that, you know, you admire their work and then get to share a little bit about, you know, what you've done and kind of how you do it? And I think that's a wonderful opportunity. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited. So first off, tell our audience a little bit more about you. Who are you and what company do you work for? I alluded a little bit to that, but I think you can talk about it a lot better.
So yeah, as you mentioned, I work for a company called Scaled Agile Incorporated. We're a Boulder-based company, and we've actually developed a methodology and a framework for Agile, which is called SAFE. And we spell SAFE kind of differently. It's got a lot of capitals, capital S, capital A, capital F, lowercase e, but SAFE is our product. Hence the name, they're SAFE Summits, because it's our summits really are all-encompassing everything about SAFE. Through our events and our framework, you know, we teach people how to be agile and how to follow those practices. We help businesses work smarter, not necessarily harder, and be more efficient. We work with some of the largest brands in the world who are innovating, and it's pretty exciting to see some of the work. And even throughout this pandemic, we've had a lot of our companies be really successful. Obviously, everyone had to pivot, including ourselves, as to how we were doing businesses. But it was amazing to see how companies were leveraging our framework to kind of shift and do business differently in this, you know, age of the pandemic, and how everyone was really successful with it. So it's a fun methodology. I love Agile. It's an iterative process if you're not familiar with it. It's a way to develop your product that allows for continuous delivery, and it's kind of task-based. So it helps guide those teams into scaling Agile and using lean and agile practices. And the thing that I love the most about SAFE is that it really results in a greater alignment and visibility across the organization. It kind of connects the business strategy to the execution, and it then enables businesses with better results, faster, and a higher degree of predictability and quality. So that's kind of who we are, what we do, and we do kind of, you know, use our own framework to our own daily working lives as well. So I guess you could say we drink the Kool-Aid.
That's here, right.
At Scaled Agile, but we do, and it's good Kool-Aid at that.
That is right. Yeah, we use Agile methodology right here at the Source Marketing Group, and I think it works well for our agency. And initially, I was introduced to the concept of Agile in marketing in maybe 2016 when ReturnPath was doing their Agile Everywhere campaign. And, you know, it started out really big in software development, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it really just to help get out products very quickly and efficiently and to take your work and break it down into smaller chunks of work. And yeah, I guess I'm curious what you guys have done to create this proprietary platform. Is it something that your customers access online, or do they get consulting? What does that look like?
So yeah, there's a couple of different things, and our business has actually changed through the course of the pandemic. Originally, we had this thing, it's called the big picture, and it was the framework. And it is just a big picture, larger than life, with all the different facets and core principles that we've come to adopt over the years that people could kind of use. We used to offer classes. We actually have courseware, and we used to teach a lot of these classes ourselves. We've kind of shifted our model now, and we're really enabling our partner network to share the Agile love and deliver those classes. And we're kind of helping support that from a different standpoint. We actually developed out a virtual classroom to enable our trainers to use. I'm using one of our products called Safe Collaborate, which is a collaboration tool that you can use within Agile to conduct things like the lean coffees and some of the ceremonies that you do. We use it a lot in our own practices of Agile whenever we have our PI planning, which is the big plannings we do kind of on a quarterly basis to plan out all of our work. We leverage Collaborate. Everyone can be in there, setting up different forums. We have fun with it. We do appreciations boards. But one thing we've been working on since the pandemic is, like as I mentioned, this virtual classroom concept. So really building that out, and that's just become a more of a pillar in what we do, enabling all of our team and our training extended team, right, by way of our partners. I think, you know, with Agile, I love the focus on you're focusing at the task at hand and kind of doing mm-hmm. things in that iterative planning. So you're focusing on a smaller scope of work rather than, you know, trying to cram everything into once. It's funny because I never thought of it in terms of events. I'm like, it's so hard because a lot of what we do is time-based, right? Or factors outside of our control, because as event planners, we're working with venues and different agencies and things like that, that we can't always make them work on our timetable. So I was like, ooh, how is this Agile thing gonna, you know, really work? But it does. I mean, it helps reduce risks. We have better control. Our customers are super satisfied. And I think the one thing that I love, my favorite thing about it, is the continuous improvement. We strive to relentlessly improve upon our events and all the things that we're doing. And that's one of the, you know, principles that about Agile is creating those feedback loops and really learning from your customers and your stakeholders to kind of take that next step and to improve along the way. And then building that work in smaller chunks really kind of allows for you to be able to pivot when you need to.
That's amazing. Yeah, I can't wait to dive more into Agile. I have burning questions, and we're going to get to that. But first, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you're doing now. And I'm curious, what are your goals now for the company? As live events are slowly coming back, like, what does that mean for you and your role at Scaled Agile?
So we are, you know, like everybody, we had to pivot quickly, and a lot of us were kind of, you know, fast and furious and trying to figure out in this whole world what's going on. And none of us really had a ton of digital marketing experience, to be quite honest, outside of, you know, email marketing, which working at ReturnPath was something that I learned. But as far as a virtual events platform, you know, I thought, oh, I got this all figured out. You know, I know how to do a webinar. And this is beyond webinars. There are so many facets and intricacies of what is going on here and what you need to do.
Yeah.
It's been a huge learning curve, as you know, as you can imagine. You know, our number one goal is really building community. And I think that's become really more important in this, during this age of everybody kind of feeling out of touch and being remote, is how to foster that sense of community within. So as an events team, you know, we're looking ways to make our events more engaging online. When we first pivoted and did our first European Safe Summit online, we literally took our run of show from in person, took our content, and just plopped it into a virtual platform. and didn't think about things like that you normally think about that you organically have when you have an in-person event, which is some of the networking capabilities, the ability for somebody to get up and walk away and go take a break, you know, whether it's a bio break or, you know, beverage break or whatever they need to do. And so we literally programmed 8 hours of content solid. And in our minds, we were like, oh, well, people just hit pause, right? It's recorded. It's, you know, they'll just hit pause and walk away. Our audience was on the whole time. In fact, some of the comments we got, and this is really funny, like in the scrolling thing when you're on the virtual platform is like, need bathroom breaks. And it was just little things like that, that like, we just figured like, you know, they would just walk away because that's what I would do, right? You hit the pause button when you're watching your video or whatever, your thing that you've DVR'd. And they were so focused. That's the one thing about our community that I love is they are so focused and engaged with the content, the learnings that SAFE has to offer. And they want to hear from the thought leaders and the experts and learn from their peers. They didn't want to miss a moment. They were afraid to hit pause. Like they might miss something that was happening maybe in real time, you know, through the comments. So through that learning, and this goes back to that continuous improvement, right? We looked, so the next round, we're like, okay, we came up with this concept. We called them rapid refreshes, and we scheduled in 10-minute breaks for people to go, you know, and do some different things. And then within a rapid refreshes, you know, we had a yoga specialist come in and do yoga so people could actually do yoga for 10 minutes and kind of take a little, you know, mental break. But we also try to do more community-based things and really trying to foster that networking. That's been a huge theme for us. I mean, the learning is important, right? But people can get the learnings in a lot of other ways. It was getting that sense of community through the events, which we were missing when we had to, you know, go virtual. So the other things we were looking at and focusing on sort of became a goal of ours is different event types, right? We had our two flagship events, which you mentioned, which were all that we really did as a company. Sure, we had webinars like, you know, everybody else, the, you know, 1 hour deals or whatever when you had, you know, a product announcement or something you needed to get out. But we were looking at maybe different event types that we could do smaller chunks, less online, more engaging. So we came up with some things, a series we call Peer Connect. And it's really all about very little bit of content, thought leadership, and then really more of getting thrown into breakout rooms and engaging with your peers and talking about subjects.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
So
more of that.
More of that, right? And trying to do more regionally based content. So, you know, our global summit was kind of all encompassing, but looking at spinning out events for a particular region like LATAM or APAC, we're actually working on a project right now. We're doing a SAFE event, which will be in Japan in June. And it's solely focused on that market and that region and what meets their needs as Agile is up and coming in that market. And then also looking at doing events within specific verticals, right? So our summits did a good job of giving you broad exposure and covering a lot of different areas. But we just held an event in February specifically for government sector and how to use SAFE leveraging. So, you know, I mean, we had some of the U.S.'s biggest government agencies attending online to learn, engage, and listen. And that was a super popular event. It's a little more intimate. And like I said, it focused and rallied around that sector and that vertical and what they needed. But once again, incorporating in those Peer Connect networking and some of the other, you know, ideas to get people to communicate and talk across each other.
Yeah, I want to steal the rapid refresh idea.
We're expanding for our global summit this year. We're planning in September, not just to have yoga. We actually have a couple members of our company that are in a house band, and they're going to play some music and record it. They're really good. So I think that'll be fun for our audience, too. So
you didn't even ask me to play my djembe for you.
I didn't, but I could. I could. Maybe that's in the next version.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we're already on the topic of events, so I think it's natural just to stay in this zone because you know I love events. They're a top marketing channel. I will be a huge...